Iran has been at various periods of its long history a focal point of different religions, and Qawam al-Saltani Street in the center of the capital Tehran is symbolic of this special feature. This is the St. Mary Church, one of the places of worship for Iranian Armenians, just opposite the temple and fire temple of Zoroastrians. Since 1930, and simultaneously with the growth of the Armenian population in the capital, the Armenian community decided to build another church. At the same time, it was agreed that the Armenian Assembly build a church with a capacity of 1,200 people, as the population of Armenians was on the rise. Building a church with such a capacity was not an easy job. There were also financial problems. However, the map of the church was prepared and confirmed by the city's authorities. Roman Nayef declared his readiness to finance the project, provided that the new church be named after the name of his late mother, Princess Zarbayev. When the project finished, it was known that the constructed area of the edifice was less than what was foreseen. The construction of the church came to an end in 1938. In 1945, it was sanctified as the St. Mary Church by the late Garagin Katalisus.
This church dates back almost 70 years. It is known as the St. Mary Church. The area was during the past decades one of the hubs of the Armenian community. The Armenian newspaper Alik is issued almost for 80 years now. The Kushesh High School, whose sign is eventually seen in the video, dates back to 50 years ago. There are also other high schools belonging to Armenians in the area. Basically, some 40 years ago, this area has been an Armenian neighborhood. Now, most of the Armenians have moved to the northeastern part of Tehran, in districts such as Narmak and Majidiyeh. I said the church dates back to 70 years ago, but in our ecclesiastic patterns, the figures are very high. The Vank Julfa Church in Isfahan and some other churches in that city date back to some 400 years ago. They were actually built under the rule of Shah Abbas. The Armenians have a very good reputation in various domains of industries in Iran. They are famous in the spheres of science, agriculture, culture, social activities, and public interest works. We are also active in the political arena. Based on the principles of the Constitution, two Armenian deputies have their seats in the Islamic Consultative Assembly, as the representatives of the North and the South. Let me tell you that they are highly respected in the Islamic Consultative Assembly by other parliamentarians who are their colleagues because of the activities that they perform.
What is called the Armenian nationalism may be different from the nationalism of other peoples. One can say that it is a positive nationalism. I mean, it is not to negate others, but it tends to preserve the identity and values of the Armenian community. The phenomenon visibly gained momentum after the First World War and the tragic events that occurred in the western part of Armenia and in Turkey under Ottoman Empire. It took the form of a defensive mechanism to safeguard the identity that ran the risk of dissipation, as it may happen even to a civilization of several thousands of years old. The evidence confirming these statements are the services rendered by Armenians living in Tehran in various areas such as theater, cinema, music, and so on. This also shows the friendship and fraternity that we witness between the Armenians and other Iranians. My familiarity with the Qawam al-Saltanistrit goes back to some 60 years ago, when my parents got married in this church. As a child, I remember hearing my mother describe it regularly as a very sacred place. Now, though, I understand fully that it is really very sacred, as my whole existence is the direct result of a wedding that took place here. For me, the Qawam al-Saltanistrit is like a building, a structure made of various materials, even though these materials are so intermingled that if one part of it is damaged, all other parts suffer the pain of the damages thus incurred. I'm really so glad now. When I pass through the street, I feel a special kind of serenity and calm. This peace of mind has always accompanied me throughout all my life since childhood. Indeed, I find this sense of peace in rare places because there are so many colors here, things of a different kind. There are different religions here, of course, but I never felt that the other person who is in front of me is someone else who thinks in a manner different from mine, or whether his or her religious values are any different. As for various religions, I've come to the conclusion that they are to help human beings act more humanely and nothing more. And the prophets, I believe, insisted all on this very fact.
The St. Mary Church was founded in the 1930s, and it began its activities after the Second World War. In addition to being a religious center, it was also a perfect religious and cultural center, as it was part of an enclave that housed also schools and adjacent buildings. As a matter of fact, we have fond memories of the past. Our fate is formed here,
our humane cultural and personal fate.
In the vast country of Iran, different ethnics, different religions, and even different cultures have enjoyed a peaceful coexistence. A friend of mine refers to an example, saying that this looks like a multicolor ceramic representing various pictures all at the same time.
The Naderi neighborhood, that is, from the Aziz Khan to Manoocheri and Saadi streets, has been, for so many years, the pulse of the Armenians in Tehran and in other cities of Iran.
Religions have always been complementary to each other, and perfection takes its own form in Christianity. It takes a completely artistic orientation. The Church reminds man not only about God, Christ, and death, but also reveals the humane character under the appearance of the works of art. The St. Mary Church in Ravomol Saltaneh Street in Tehran is no exception to that rule. In Christianity, art is the embodiment of ethics.